It's been a lifelong commitment of mine to memorialize my firstborn child. Her name was Intianu, and she died in infancy. And it was really her loss that started my career, my search for answers to health and well-being and holistic healing. And here at the center, we train people and give them the skills and capacities to go back to their communities and do racial healing circles and racial healing work.
What happens in a racial healing circle?
What happens is that people from very diverse backgrounds and beliefs and experiences, they come together for several hours and they pair up with people who are different from themselves as well as do work in the circle itself. But they hear authentic stories that are prompted by questions. There's built into the design this focus on our common humanity. So people come out of the experience with a deeper, heartfelt connection to one another.
Was it hard for you to leave such a prominent organization like the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and, you know, start something on your own? I can't imagine that was easy.
Well, you know, I feel I was privileged to be within the foundation, to be in a position to influence the distribution of literally over $1 billion in resources for social programs and social good. But I really wanted to focus on giving people the skills and capacities on writing, and I delivered over 70 keynote addresses since I left the foundation. And I felt it was time for me to focus my energy on delivering that message and helping to build the capacity of others to do the same.
And when you were at W.K. Kellogg, you were the architect for something called Truth, Racial Healing, and Transformation Effort for America.
Yes.
What is that all about? Is that still going on? And how does that relate to the work you're doing now?
Yes. It is an American adaptation of the globally recognized truth and reconciliation process. So we recognized that our country had never done that as a nation. And so it was time for us to really do this work of telling the truth. And then we have to transform fundamentally our perceptions of one another. And then we have to transform the society to reflect that change in our belief system.
How do you change someone's belief system?
It's not easy, but you have to move past denial that you have this crazy belief, and we all do. You cannot be a part of American society and not at some level have these racial hierarchy-based biases. So the first step is overcoming denial of that fact, and then dealing with the consequences of that fact, and ultimately it's the feelings. The real work of changing beliefs, it's work of addressing what we fear and also enhancing our capacity to extend love and compassion and empathy.
You'll be in Virginia for the TEDx Charlottesville event. I'm wondering, what can we expect from your talk?
Well, you've heard a lot of it already, questions that you asked, but I'll probably tell a little more of the personal journey. You know, you sort of intertwine that into your talk, but I am going to talk about racial healing, and I'm going to put out a call for action. If we're going to realize our aspiration of democracy, we have to realize the barrier to that is this legacy of a belief in a hierarchy of human value. And we have to decide to jettison that belief and replace it with a sense of our interdependence and our sacred interconnectedness as a human family.
Dr. Gail Christopher is one of the speakers for TEDx Charlottesville event. Dr. Christopher, it has been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.